This is Morning Edition on WNYC. Businessmen walking on the streets of Midtown New York, couples swimming at Coney Island, women with teased hair and cat-eye sunglasses. Thousands of regular Americans were captured by the lens of late photographer Gary Winogrand between the 1950s and 1984. He's now the subject of a major retrospective at the Metropolitan Museum, and it reminds us, among other things, of the virtues of the style known as straight photography. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon joins us to talk about straight photography versus the staged photography you're more likely to find in galleries or museums. Hi, Deborah.
Hi there.
Gary Winogrand was a New Yorker. He was born in the Bronx, and he traveled the country documenting regular people in New York City, Los Angeles, Dallas, and Chicago, among other cities. What does one see in this show in particular?
Well, to me, Winogrand was the quintessential New York artist. He was the loner who couldn't stand to be alone for 10 seconds and went out on the street looking for company. To look at the work is to very much experience a vanished New York City, a place where there were lunchrooms and counters at Chock Full of Nuts and Bickford's, a place where people still went into phone booths to make calls, and where women sat on park benches with their teased hair and their curlers and their cigarettes.
Well, his critics always say that his photographs are about nothing. In fact, the show was pretty harshly reviewed in the Times by Holland Cotter, who claimed that the photographs lack a point of view. What do you think?
I think that is a very old criticism of his work. It's been said since the 70s by his detractors that the photographs aren't about anything. He himself said he was making, quote, pictures about nothing, unquote. But to me, that was very much the point. They're about the jumble and randomness of city life. He took the captions off his photograph. He wasn't interested in the decisive moment, as Cartier-Bresson defined 20th century photography. The decisive moment is based on the belief that there is a fraction of a second for any photographer when every element in a picture comes together and the essence of the scene is somehow expressed. Winogrand didn't believe in the decisive moment. He believed in the indecisive moment, that the best you could do is freeze time for a moment, whether on a city street corner or on a bench. But there was no scene that summed up existence with just one in one instant.
That's very different from nowadays, when the most popular photographers like Jeff Wall or Cindy Sherman or Andreas Gursky, they're all staged photographers. So let's talk a little bit about what is staged photography and how did it become so predominant?
Right now, we are in the heyday of stage photography, and many photographers who work in that style, including Jeff Wall, Gregory Crutzen, Justine Kurland, actually use models and props and plan their scenes as carefully as a movie director might. Also, they're working on a much larger scale because they want their photographs to seem as tightly composed as a painting. And stage photography really began as a reaction against street photographers like Winogrand. Stage photographers argue that there's no such thing as a documentary photograph that reveals the truth, that every photograph is a construct, is based on artifice.
Deborah, on the other hand, if you're staging a photograph, isn't that a lot closer to it being actually art than just going out in the street and documenting what you see?
Well, I think that argument is somewhat like the argument about nonfiction versus fiction. Some people think only fiction can be art because of the invention it requires. Whereas now I think we're aware that certain nonfiction writers, such as Joan Didion or Janet Malcolm, have elevated the nonfiction form to such a degree that it could hold its own beside any art.
Now, sadly, Winogrand died suddenly in 1984. He was only 56 years old. And today, with smartphones, pretty much anybody can be a straight photographer. Do you think that this show can change the perspective on straight photography and maybe elevate it to the level of art?
Well, I think straight photography is always viewed suspiciously. People think anybody can do it. Anyone can take a picture on a street, and therefore maybe it's not art in the same way that a Cindy Sherman is art. On the other hand, New Yorkers are all straight photographers today. We walk around with our cameras taking pictures of just about everything in the city. And I think it's worth pointing out that even though we take pictures on the street, I don't know that we are street photographers because we tend to take pictures of ourselves. Gary Winogrand never took a selfie. There are no photographs of him. There are no self-portraits in the show. So I think that's an important distinction. Now that we can all say photography is me, I think we have a lot to learn from this show about focusing our gaze on sights beyond ourselves.
Listeners, what do you think? Do you think straight photography can be art? Can photojournalism be art? Or is only staged photography art? Let us know at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.